I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Some people in quake-hit areas of Turkey are going back to work, but it varies widely. In a few towns, employment is up to roughly 50%. Other areas still have way too much damage. Bruce Allen with FMI.
140,000 square miles of terrain were literally decimated, which is the equivalent of the size of Germany.
FMI-supported churches are being Christ's hands, providing food and emergency tents.
But now the churches are building hard-framed shelters for the people. It's still temporary shelter, but it's better than the tents. A little bit larger as they're moving into the summer months. There'll also be an air conditioner unit for the tents.
All gifts to FMI's earthquake relief campaign will be doubled this month. Give today at missionnews.org. Survival is increasingly difficult for Syrian refugees in Lebanon. Around 90% have fallen into extreme poverty. Two-thirds live in slum-like conditions. Refugee women emerge as the primary overcomers. Some refugee women, like Frangi, function as single parents. Even though her husband is physically present, he offers no help. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon.
The dad is there, but unfortunately has been so traumatized by the war in Syria that he has not been involved in any family responsibilities. He doesn't pay any attention to the children, nor he tries to earn any income.
Through Christ, Frangi found a strength she didn't know existed, asked God to help her raise her kids to follow Jesus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org.